Hi, I'm Jen Chien, Managing Editor at KALW News. We really appreciate you listening to Cross Currents, and we'd really appreciate it if you'd support KALW by going to our website, klw.org, and clicking on that donate button in the top right-hand corner. We're in our fall membership drive, and we appreciate your support.
For the past year, KALW has given special focus to East Oakland. We've hosted live community sights and sounds events there that blend news and arts. And we're reporting on questions you ask through our special project, Hey Area East Oakland. And one of our most popular questions we've received is, what are the boundaries of East Oakland? Well, KALW's Oakland reporter Janae Darden went searching for the answer.
What are the boundaries of East Oakland? As someone originally from East Oakland, I'm curious about this. Before I head east, I start in a central location, Lake Merritt. Even on a weekday afternoon, the scene is buzzing at the lake. From a bird's eye view, you can see court buildings and the Oakland Museum overlooking the glistening water. A man pushes his ice cream cart. People are taking a lunch break stroll. When I ask Oakland residents where East Oakland is, everyone I speak to agrees. The easternmost line is the border of San Leandro. But as to where it begins, the answers range from...
I would say East Oakland begins at Park Boulevard and going east.
To...
I believe it's the area that's around the 580 freeway and then from us and towards Hayward.
And the most common answer I've heard not only today, but over the years growing up in Oakland...
The other side of the lake, as we like to call it. Meaning, once you hit over here by the Athol tennis courts, it's the other side of the lake.
For a more official answer, I head downtown by City Hall to meet Betty Marvin, the city's historic preservation planner. Her canary yellow top pops in the conference room. She flips through one of the many maps she spread across the table for me. Miss Betty gives me a history lesson. She says the east end of Oakland is pretty new. The city incorporated in 1852, but some communities in the east joined the city more than 50 years later.
The farther part of East Oakland became part of Oakland in 1909.
As for those settlements closer to the lake,
going back to early uses of the phrase East Oakland, like 1890s newspaper ads and things like that, it seems pretty consistently to mean east of Lake Merritt.
I notice one map on the table that the city currently uses to determine community development grants. West Oakland and North Oakland are marked. There's even a central East Oakland, but East Oakland is not designated on the map. Ms. Betty says the city doesn't have an official position on what exactly constitutes East Oakland. It's the residents who create the dividing lines. Some of that is about property values.
Yeah, real estate, certainly there's a lot of neighborhood creep.
Right.
And I'm more familiar with that in the west and north parts of Oakland, mm-hmm. where prices have risen faster, higher, and the pressure to suddenly call what used to be the Golden Gate neighborhood Lower Rockridge. I mean, that the neighborhood names are just sliding down toward the bay in an effort to class it up a little.
And Ms. Betty says when the demographics shift, so do the boundaries.
So even the psychological connotations of the name East Oakland may change in the future. People may be more eager to be known as being in East Oakland, or they may really want to shed it and get rid of whatever the stereotypes are at that time.
The words East Oakland do come with stereotypes. Like other regions and major cities, East Oakland has its good and bad. For those of us who are from here, live here, East Oakland, with all of its complexities, is home. That's why this question of where exactly is East Oakland is about more than just geography. It's about culture.
I define the culture of East Oakland as a culture of resilience.
I'm in the Fruitvale neighborhood at artist and activist Fabiana Rodriguez's home. We're about 2.5 miles east of the lake. She takes me back to the East Oakland I remember in the 80s and 90s.
I grew up at a time when Oakland was violent and harsh and poor because of inequality. The crack cocaine epidemic was alive here. We had a huge gang problem. I mean, literally people would be getting jumped across the street from my house. And we had a police problem. I mean, we had police brutality that has always been a problem with the town. But we also had, you know, MC Hammer. We had graffiti. You know, we had businesses that were thriving.
Fabiana's home is full of her vibrant, colorful paintings. She developed her art skills growing up in East Oakland. Her lessons came from the classroom and everyday people in the community, like
a chola. My mom hired a chola to teach me how to draw lowriders because she was like, you know, I can tell you love art. I'm gonna hire Gina. That's her name, Gina, to teach you how to draw lowriders. And then I would go after school to like a mask making class or a screen printing class at the library. And so I know that as a kid, there was people here and there was services and there was a community that cared about me.
Fabiana is proud of her Fruitvale roots and recognizes the neighborhood as being part of East Oakland. But not everyone east of the lake feels that way about their neighborhood.
You are in the Diamond District of the Oakland.
John Kim is the owner of Nama Japanese Cuisine. The Diamond is a more expensive area of Oakland that doesn't have the same levels of crime or poverty as nearby neighborhoods, like the Fruitvale, its neighbor just about 2 miles to the south. Kim says the Diamond District is not East Oakland.
Well, it's not exactly the East Oakland, but sort of like in between East Oakland and, I guess, the main Oakland.
He says East Oakland starts 6 blocks east of us. That's in the Laurel District. This part of the city definitely looks different from when I was growing up. I see street construction. The grocery store I used to go to with my grandmother is now a gym, but the Ace Hardware store is still here. Property values have gone up, which is great for homeowners, but some longtime residents are struggling to pay rising rents, and homeless people are camped out under the freeway.
So we can have eternal life. Now, God, I thank you so much for these men who stand before you, oh God. It's a struggle and a challenge to stand up to be a man of God in these times.
A little further east, in the Melrose neighborhood, Reverend Harry Williams prays at Victory Outreach Church.
I see giant killers, oh God.
Reverend Harry, as he prefers to be called, is not the pastor of this church. His church is outside, in the streets. He calls himself a hood preacher because, unlike pastors of some of the bigger Oakland churches, he lives in the community that he serves and engages with everyone, from grannies to gangsters.
You're looking at my pulpit right here.
Reverend Harry points to the concrete on the corner of 46th and East 12th. His congregation is all around us. Across the street from us are homeless tents. We're steps away from what's known as the track, a strip on International Boulevard notorious for sex trafficking. But we're also in a neighborhood with family homes and schools.
The culture of East Oakland is vibrant, it's beautiful, it's glorious. There's a lot of joy. There's such much diversity here in East Oakland. It's a place where there's so much swag, incredible music, and just an incredible vibe of brotherhood and sisterhood on the one hand. On the other hand, it can be an incredibly violent place, a place where there's tremendous apathy, especially among the people who really should care about the poor people that live here.
God, nothing is impossible with you. God, make a way out of no way. In Jesus' name, amen.
One block up from Reverend Harry's pulpit is a warehouse. The side entrance is across from a lumber yard near railroad tracks. It looks unassuming, but inside are live-work studios with all sorts of artists.
How much would it cost to rent a space here?
Well, I just saw one of the studios up for rent on Craigslist, and it was listed just under $3,000 a month.
Gina Goldblatt sublets a small area of the studio to practice a form of acrobatics called silk. She hangs and spins on fabric that looks like two silk ribbons hanging from the ceiling. I nervously watch her dance in the air.
What's the highest you've ever gone?
It'd be like 25 feet.
After her practice, Gina takes me to the loft where she lives, 2 miles north of here in the Allendale neighborhood. Many of the residents there are people of color. Gina is white and grew up in a New York suburb. After graduating from Mills College and living in North Oakland, she moved to East Oakland 3 years ago. She works multiple jobs to pay the rent, while she sees newer residents moving in with more money. She says the energy is changing in the neighborhood.
I don't know, like, you can feel this tension of, like, different incomes, different, like, lifestyles, different approaches to just being in a neighborhood. You know, because I found that the people that have lived here for a while, they're like, this is my neighborhood, you know? They say hello to you. They're like, how are you doing? Like, even if we're not, like, friends, it's like, you acknowledge each other, we live in the same vicinity. And a lot of people that are, like, really new to the neighborhood kind of just have a different air about them. And I would say, like, it's a little more closer to what I'm used to from New York, where it's just like, you mind your own business.
Gina's home also serves as a feminist and womanist writing center called Liminal. Her literary events draw a diverse crowd, but she also wants to use Liminal as a bridge for old and new Oakland to communicate.
I am willing to hold space for people to have dialogue and, like, looking at intersections of race, of sexuality, of class, you know, like, all the shit that people are uncomfortable talking about, but that inevitably comes out whenever you write your own stories.
It's time for this story to go deep. The question remains about the boundaries, but there's a term that's become more common for one area of East Oakland. It's called Deep East Oakland.
Deep East Oakland, where that boundary is debatable, but anything after High Street to the San Leandro border.
Candace Elder is the founder and executive director of East Oakland Collective. The grassroots organization does racial and economic equity work in Deep East Oakland. She's an East Oakland native. Candace is right that people debate the boundaries, but for her organization, she says what makes up the Deep East boils down to resources. West of High Street, Candace says you see more small businesses, cafes, restaurants. Google opened a STEM lab in the Fruitvale. The farther or deeper you go into East Oakland, community access to resources declines.
So drive down International all the way to the San Leandro border, which is about like 108th, 109th Avenue, and you can see. You see the businesses start changing. You see more vacant lots, you'll see more vacant businesses, you'll see the street infrastructure is not kept up.
That may change.
East Oakland is starting to become gentrified. It's now like the hot spot, the place to live, you know, where property still might be a little bit affordable compared to, you know, other neighborhoods and even other cities. So we'll see an influx of people actually coming in to East Oakland. And when before they were scared of East Oakland, now everyone wants to be in East Oakland.
Candace says the Deep East is where you will still find the largest population of African Americans left in the city that have not been displaced.
That's why part of the reason why the East Oakland Collective was founded was to get ahead of that curve, get ahead of gentrification, and stop the further displacement of Black people, and then also preserve the culture and the rich history of Deep East Oakland and Greater East Oakland.
Look up from the flatlands of Deep East Oakland and you can see the Oakland Hills. East Oakland is usually associated with the flatlands, not the higher income population up there. Back in downtown, Betty Marvin and I look at a map. I ask her if the hills are part of East Oakland.
They're the absolutely farthest east.
Ah. So are the hills Deep East? I'm not going there.
The deepest east.
The hills are the Deep East.
Wow, isn't that something? Geographically, Miss Betty says the hills are the deepest east. I learned something new, but that still doesn't solve the big question. What are the boundaries of East Oakland? Miss Betty says the answer is...
Well, there are no wrong answers.
And there you have it. This is not the response I expected. I'm sticking to east of Lake Merritt. If East Oakland's boundaries are defined by who lives in the community, along with the social and economic issues going on at the time, instead of the actual physical areas, who knows where the boundaries will be pushed in the future. In East Oakland, I'm Janae Darden for Cross Current.